Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. This is a very special week for those who celebrate, and particularly at Bethel Church in Stratford, as this is a part of Holy Week, and we'll find out what's happening there. And joining us in studio are pastors from Bethel Church, Melissa McLaren and Charlie Schwartwood is here. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jamie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to see both of you. Let's talk about what's happening this week at Bethel Church. This is a Holy Week, very special week, and certainly with Easter coming up this weekend, but something very special, very unique is happening at Bethel Church. Melissa, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, we have 8 stations set up all throughout the church. So each room is designed to help you to walk through what Jesus walked through and what the disciples would have walked through leading up to the cross. So the first station, you're going to hold the stone in. It represents the weight of your sin. And you're going to carry it through the rest of the stations and then drop it off at the cross at the very last station, representing how we have caused, our sin has caused Jesus to die, but because of what he did on the cross, he paid the full price, and we get to put the weight of our sin at the cross and not take it out with us. So it's a profound experience to be able to walk through and understand what Jesus did for
us. Okay, and is this the first time Bethel Church has done something like Stations of the Cross at the church?
This
is not the first time.
Our third year.
Third time. Okay, very good. So again, Stations of the Cross is something that I believe we associate more with the Catholic Church, you will, but this is something now for Bethel Church, if you will.
Yeah, I think evangelical churches are realizing that we need to understand the weight of what Jesus did. And the Catholic Church, you know, has done this for years, and we're just kind of picking it up more recently, I would say.
And so it was Palm Sunday yesterday, and in fact, it starts today, right?
Yes, it does. So we start tonight at 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock, tomorrow 9 a.m. until 9 a.m. p.m. and Wednesday 9 a.m. till 9 p.m.
Okay, and then we're into Monday, Thursday, and then Good Friday, and of course with the Easter weekend. Absolutely. But we should start, like, this is, you know, in terms of there's Christmas and then there's Easter, but this really is we talk about the Holy Week, if you will.
Yeah, it is. It's such a special week to see and to fully understand every detail back down, you know, through our Jewish roots of everything that Jesus did for us. And yeah, do you have more to say about that too?
All right, let's get Charlie and Charlie. It's been pretty quiet, pretty good here.
You know, and as you know, Pastor Melissa's been sharing with us this week, especially in everything that's going on around us. This week gives us an opportunity to interact and also to reflect over, as Melissa as well stated, how what Jesus Christ has done for us. And I think more important for us individually, this is a time of spiritual renewal. It's a time when we can have our devotion to Christ strengthened, and as we enter into going through these stations of the cross, it's profound. We look forward to life change as well, Jamie. So it's just one of the most significant weeks, and we think it's the most important week of the year as we celebrate the most important event in all of history, and that's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And I think, Charlie, you were mentioning just kind of before we came on, this would be a perfect time because certainly with world news and world events that we need some quiet time, we need some reflection, and you can get something like that with this.
Oh, yeah. There's so much activity going around. I mean, people are just wondering where to go, and we need those times where we can just kind of pull away for a few moments, just, you know, reflect, let our soul come, and just allow our spirit to come in direct contact with the Spirit of Christ.
Okay, so you can check out the Stations of the Cross this week at Bethel Church. And then, as we mentioned, there's Good Friday. I imagine you'll have a Good Friday service.
We do 10 a.m. service Friday.
And then, of course, Easter Sunday as well.
Easter Sunday, 2 services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
All right. So, again, you can check it out. Again, let's remind folks the hours. It starts today, and remind folks the hours at the Station of the Cross.
5 o'clock till 9 o'clock, Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. We hope to see everybody there.
Okay, absolutely. And let's remind folks where Bethel Church is located, too.
Yeah, it's located on Highway 7 and 8. You know, you don't want to miss it. Our emergency number is 2988. eat.
Okay, fair enough. Melissa and Charlie, and just before we let you go, just before we came on, I understand you guys put videos together, and there were some video bloopers just recently. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yes, there are. they are pretty mortifying, really.
That's right.
No radio bloopers.
You got to come and see it. It's unbelievable.
Fair enough. And Charlie, I know you don't like to be put on the spot, but again, congratulations on the King Charles Medal. So well-deserved for all your community work.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. I really appreciate it. It's, you know, it's, you don't think about doing things, you know, to be recognized. You just do it because this is part of my calling. I love God, and I love Stratford and this community, and I love working with the pastors and Pastor Melissa and her husband, Chad. We just love it.
All right. Well, thanks to both of you, Melissa and Charlie. Thank you so much for all the details on the Stations of the Cross and Holy Week and what's happening at Bethel Church for this very big week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.